right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Coming up in a little bit, very talented writers will talk to us about the writer's strike. Everybody is on pins and needles. These guys coming back? Are they not coming back?
It's amazing. And we heard, you know, last week we thought for sure, okay, it's been wrapped up. We've heard so many different times, so many different stories, leaving us with the conclusion that this was all wrapped up and ready to go.
Plus, we want to see what they got, you know?
Hey, want to see what that deal looks like.
Yeah. All right, it's a little after 9 o'clock. That must be news with Rob and everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right, Robin, what's happening in the news today?
Well, after sweeping 3 states and the Virgin Islands by solid margins on Saturday, Barack Obama ran into some headwinds on Sunday as President Bush attacked the Illinois senator in an interview with the Fox News Chris Wallace. The Obama campaign quickly fired back with a statement on Sunday saying, of course President Bush would attack the one candidate in the race who opposed his disastrous war in Iraq from the start, but Barack Obama doesn't need any foreign policy advice from the architect of the worst foreign policy decision in a generation.
Oh boy.
And here is some audio of President George Bush commenting on Senator Obama's lack of leadership skills. B-176.
All right, B-176. Here we go.
Do you think there's a rush to judgment about Barack Obama? Do you think voters know enough about him?
I certainly don't know what he believes in. The only foreign policy thing I remember he said was he's going to attack Pakistan and embrace Ahmadinejad, which I think I commented that in a press conference when I was asked about that.
But so you don't think that we know enough about him or what he stands
for? Doesn't seem like it to me, but this campaign has plenty of time for candidates to get defined. He is yet his party's nominee.
So why do you think he's gotten this far if people don't know what he stands for?
You're the pundit. I'm just a simple president.
I saw that interview. Bo. It was fun to look at. But, you know, look, here's something that needs to be said about Barack Obama, and I say this because I'm wearing my... did you see the bumper sticker?
Yes, I did. Yeah. You're Hillary 08.
Uh-huh. You know,
Is that where you got the blouse, the pink blouse?
Great.
To say Barack Obama was against the war from the start, you know, when he got to the Senate, he voted with Hillary Clinton for war funding. He voted along with Hillary Clinton. And
are
many,
you serious?
Yes, he voted for funny. He didn't vote for the war.
And many, well, if you're voting for war funding, you're voting for the war. So unless you want to be somebody like a Dennis Kucinich who says, I'm not voting for war funding because I want the war to stop.
I think you got to, you know, if the guys are over there, you got to give money.
No, look, I agree with you. But don't say that you were against it from the start.
Well, he was.
Well, again,
he didn't vote for it.
He didn't have an opportunity to. He wasn't.
He's always said nobody challenges him on that. He was against the war from the beginning.
Hillary Clinton challenges him on that. When he got to the Senate, he voted along with Hillary Clinton on all of the war matters. So
you got about 2 more weeks of this, and then she's going to say hasta mañana, and then you can give up your fight.
No way, my friend.
Yeah, it's almost over.
My girl isn't quit.
It is so close, man.
No way. You're totally wrong.
She's got 1 foot out of...
She's going to wait to Texas and Ohio. She's going to win those big states, Texas, Ohio. She's going to be fine. Look at her. There she is on TV. She looks great.
It's over. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, this just in. Kanye West loves the Grammys.
All right.
The rapper has never hidden his lust for awards or his pleasure in the shine of a ceremonial spotlight. At the 50th annual Grammys on Sunday night, West, as usual, made his presence felt. West had a leading 8 nominations going into the ceremony and took home 4.
Wow.
And in this first clip, Kanye accepts this award in the only self-congratulatory way he knows how. K-123.
All right, K-123. Kanye West getting a big award.
You know, I wanted to cross the genres and show people, you know, how we could still express ourselves with something fresh and new. And that's what hip hop has always been about, you know, coming out with new sounds and stuff. So always so common, like, man, you got to time the album out better. You can't.
I think we get it. Anything else in the news, Robbie?
Well, yes. Here is another clip of Kanye chiding the Grammys crew for drowning him out during his speech.
Oh, this is always good.
Oh, yes. K-124.
All right. K-124. Yeah, I was talking about his mom. And then they
started
trying
the music
to play him off.
Yeah, kind of bad taste, I think.
It would be in good taste to stop the music then. I appreciate everything. And I know you're really proud of me. right now, and I know you wouldn't want me to stop, and you want me to be the number one artist in the world. And mama, all I'm gonna do is keep making you proud. We run this.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, with all due respect to the people who direct and produce those shows, and I'm sure it's a very difficult thing to do, you have got to have been in the booth for so long that you've lost all human feel that you would run music up on a guy who's talking about his mom who just passed away.
They didn't run music up on him. They ran music up on him before he started talking about his mom. They didn't know he was going to mention his mom. And then he started talking about his mom. The music started way before he started talking about his mom.
They should have brought it down immediately.
They should.
I mean, you should really, as soon as he starts talking about his mom, kill the music.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, television personality Pat O'Brien, a host on celebrity news program The Insider, has checked into a rehab facility for undisclosed reasons.
Uh-oh.
His publicist released a statement saying that O'Brien and his doctors felt this is the best course of action for maintaining his sobriety.
Oh, boy.
And this is the Pat O'Brien's second stint in rehab. His first time, as you might remember, had to do with his penchant for cocaine and inappropriate voicemail messages. And here's a classic clip of that, just to jog your memory if you've forgotten.
Right.
A P-180.
All right, P-180.
Oh, no.
We got this Pat O'Brien with 2 feet in that bottle.
Oh, boy.
You are so hot. And I want to you. I want you to my you. I want my girlfriend to you. So hot. You are hot.
Hello, Pat? Yeah, you're leaving. Pat, yeah, you're calling me, Pat? It'd be so great if one of his friends picked up the wrong number. Ah, this guy's such a clown.
Oh, he's had some tough times. But, well, I guess this is the best course of action. You know, I remember now. But I was just having a conversation with a dude a couple of weeks ago about how Pat seems to have, put it back together. We don't hear from him. And the guy.
And wacko.
Yeah, and the guy who I was talking to here at the station, not someone on the air, said to me off the air, or he's hiding it really well. And now this, just a week, 2 weeks later.
Patrick O'Brien, man. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right, Robin in the news, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles,
Robin with the news.
Yes. All right, folks, we were at the Grammys on Thursday and Friday of last week.
Had a great time.
And we interviewed some pretty big people. We got to interview Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, I now have the distinction, and people ask me, hey, how's that going there? With Tim Conway Jr. I say, oh, well, I have a distinction. I have the distinction of working with the only man in radio, to my knowledge, who has engaged 10-time Grammy winner Herbie Hancock in a debate on global warming.
Well, I didn't mean to do it. I mean, he brought it up. You know, he said, he's going nuts with this environment.
Right.
And I hate to let stuff like that just go, unchallenged like Larry King does.
I know, Tim.
You know.
You report, they'll decide.
Hey, listen, I just the only problem that I have, and maybe someday, it will be explained to my simple mind, but the only problem I do have with the global warmers,
right,
is that they always say that global freezing is part of global warming, and nobody's been able to put the right words together to convince me of that so far.
Yeah. You know what amazes me about global warming is if the problem of global warming were brought to you, if the messenger, if the champion of doing something about global warming was not Al Gore, but was Charlie Brown, for lack of a better term, or Snoopy, or...
Then I'd look at it.
No, yeah. Then everybody would be fine. But all of you guys...
Oh, get out of here, dude.
No, it's true. All of you guys, and you know who I'm talking about, all of you guys get crazy about this global warming.
I'm not crazy about it. I'm just saying I'd like for someone to tell me how global freezing is part of global warming. Can you explain that to me?
Only because...
If you're so smart and your side is so great with the environment, why don't you sit there and explain to me how global freezing is part of global warming?
Well, I've never... Number one...
Because you don't know.
I'll answer your question. I've never said I'm so smart.
Ah.
I've never presented myself as an expert on global warming. I would rather leave the conclusions to the professional scientists who have done hours and hours and hours and hours of tireless research.
But isn't it odd?
On the issue. Isn't it odd, Tim? Is it odd?
The global freezing is part of global warming.
But don't you find it odd that people who...
If I said to you, the trouble with SUVs let me put it in different terms, all right? The trouble with people who live in Malibu is that they enjoy themselves too much.
Mm-hmm. How would you like me to react to that statement?
I don't know. How about this? The trouble with the poor people in this country is they have too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that seem odd? I mean, a crazy statement?
Well, sure. Sure it would. But scientists have spoken about cycles, and this has happened before. The Earth goes through.
Listen,
if I may, for a moment.
Hold on a second. I've changed all my light bulbs to the fluorescent light bulbs.
I know.
And you haven't changed any of yours.
I applaud you for it.
Right. So I'm making moves towards it, but I'd like to have somebody explain to me how global freezing is part of global warming. That's it. I'm not that hostile.
You know,
I'm changing the bulbs.
I'm not a scientist, my friend.
I'm saving money. I'm saving the environment.
You are my friend, and I am not a scientist.
I'm recycling.
And all I can tell you is that I don't know, because I'm not a scientist, so what I choose to
do... Every bulb in my goddamn house is fluorescent. I haven't seen anything in 8 months. I can't see with these goddamn bulbs. But I changed them all because they said it's good for the environment. I walk around, I step on my daughter all the time. I can't see an effing thing in that house.
All right, I'm sorry that's happening. Can I just conclude?
Yeah.
This is all I'll say. All I'll say is that because I don't know, and I'm wise enough to know when I don't know, I leave it to the scientists who have done exhaustive research.
And they are all on board with global freezing as part of global warming.
They all believe that the Earth goes through cycles. The Earth has, over thousands of years, has gone through cycles
of warming.
All right,
so we're in a cycle.
Cycles of warming and cooling.
All right. Well, we're in a cycle then. We're in a radical cycle. All right. When we were at the Grammys. Right.
You fought with Herbie Hancock, a 10-time Grammy winner, over global warming.
Yeah, we just had the argument that I had with him, so we don't have to play that. But this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard on radio. This is the China interview. And this is much funnier than Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock's a good guy, but it wasn't that funny. But this is China's interview. And this is, you know who China is, right?
Sure. She sat there right next to us.
The wrestler, big wrestler.
She used to be on with Vince McMahon. And,
yeah, she was on Stern all the time.
She was all bulked up, and now she was in Playboy. And now she's a little softer, and obviously I think has had some work done to her face. I mean, maybe has softened her chin a bit. I think there's been quite a few procedures, but I'm not. But
how long is this interview?
6:02.
Oh, let's play it. This is a perfect time. Then. All right. This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and hopefully you get a kick out of it. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very attractive woman is with us.
Yeah, man.
Nice to see you. China, everybody.
Look at
China,
man.
Nice to see you.
Well, hi, fellas.
How you been?
Thank you. I've been very,
you got to as close as you can to that mic, and
okay.
I'll turn the volume up a little bit. Hey, so we're with 97.1, and I used to listen with to you and Howard Stern all the time.
Oh, yes.
Going back and forth.
Love Howard.
And are you still doing Stern Show?
You know, unfortunately, Howard has been with me from the very beginning of my career, probably about 10 years ago. I think the last time I went on his show, I was a little bit too boring for him, though.
There
was snoring, and I don't know what that means exactly.
Whoa.
I've come a long way.
Whoa.
How long ago was that?
Let's see, 2 years ago?
You mean they were playing, like, snoring sound effects?
The guys and Ben Howard said, I don't know what's going on with you.
Oh, baby.
She's starting to get it together or something.
Oh, I
that is a very short dress you're tooling around in here.
Yes. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's dressed up all
yes.
Beautiful.
Sequiny.
Yes. Your career, China, has gone through many...
pauses?
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Pauses and chapters, right? Where are we?
Chapters. Yeah.
Where are we now? Now, today, where are we?
Well, now is a very, very exciting time.
Oh, good.
Because, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking about, speaking of Howard Stern, starting in the wrestling industry was something totally unplanned. And because of that, becoming a world-famous athlete, I then met people like Hugh Hefner and Howard Stern and
Brian
Mr.
Whitman.
Antoni Inoki, Brian Whitman.
Right. Thank you so much.
Dr. Drew and VH1 family, and it's just kept going. And I saw somebody in a convenience store a couple days ago, and he said, "Hey, China, I know so-and-so from wrestling." And I went, "Hey, great." And he said, "Well, you had a great career." And I my response was, "I'm having a great career."
Yeah. Right there in the convenience store, you said that to him?
Yeah.
Yes,
away,
I did.
That
and,
idiot. How did he recognize you?
It made me think about that.
Yeah, right.
And good question. I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm ready to take it up to the next level. And
now,
whether that means acting, I'd like to go back to Japan and continue to work with Mr. Inoki.
I saw you on television recently, and the most recent television appearance I think I saw you was you were commenting on the recent deaths in professional wrestling, Chris Benoit and some of the others that have been talked about. Do you think there's a real problem in professional wrestling? I mean, the list of dead wrestlers, for lack of a better term, is so long. And,
it's incredibly long, and I don't even think that people it really registers. It would be like me, kind of. It would be like somebody who works for a cigarette company or the tobacco industry, and going out and then trying to do something else and saying cigarettes are bad for you. I still believe that everyone makes their own choice. I love the wrestling industry still. I think it's great and entertains a lot of people, and I'm happy for what I did and so proud of it. I just think that, you know, people need to make their individual choices. And I hope, I just only hope that I am an example.
All right, China's with us, and you're on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. What was the drug of choice? Was it pills, weed, booze?
I believe that... first of all, going into rehab, I didn't know what it was going to be, so I didn't know it was necessarily going to be a complete 12-step program.
Right.
I don't think that my issue was drugs or alcohol, because I'm not an addict, but I had some severe trauma, and I knew that there was some behavioral issues, and I had some trauma, and I wanted to be able to work with Dr. Drew and see, go in with an open mind and see for myself. I don't know. I would venture to say that I'm one of the people that got the most out of that, because Dr. Drew was a great help, and I have been digesting every single word that I heard in there from him, and I feel
great.
Yeah,
he's a good
guy. Yeah.
China,
he's a big drinker.
Just makes me think about, it's made me think about my behavior and the perception of my behavior a little bit, and, you know, that I'm not that wrestler in the ring running around and blood and sweat and throwing people around. And
do you break anything while you're wrestling?
All the time.
Yeah.
Lots of broken bones, lots of violence, lots of deaths, lots of trauma.
Oh.
And
sounds like my house that I grew up in.
Yeah, mine too. So, you know, the experience was just, I'm very blessed for all of VH1 and the reality, and to have evolved and for knowing Dr. Drew.
Excellent.
Feels good right now.
All right, they say you got to get out of here. China, it was very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Very much. Thank you.
On the success of this show. It's
VH1 great. Celebrity Rehab, yeah.
Yeah,
I hope it's a good example, and at the very least, it was a blessing for me. So.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you, China, everybody.
Thanks very much.
All right, we are backstage at the Grammys, everyone. And, of course, it is being brought to you by Warner Brothers Pictures, Michael Clayton, coming to DVD February 19th.
Right.
And what a great interview she is, man.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Yeah, very nice lady. All right, it's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.